This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition, kicking off the third hour. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been kind of, you know, bounced around a little bit the show. We were talking about, who wasn't talking about the Kavanaugh thing this week? Also, people fleeing from high-tax states to low-tax ones. And whatever else you call in about here on Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. Daryl, I don't want to miss out on the rest of this article, but we do have some calls coming in. I got Jackie calling in from Virginia. Jackie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Jackie. I know you guys have moved on to a different topic, but
it's Free Talk Live, Jackie. You can call in about anything you want.
Yes. Okay. So I wanted to call about the stat Daryl quoted earlier that only 2 in 1,000 rape allegations are false. To let you know that you're actually off by an order of magnitude, that
okay.
2 in 1,000 stat was made up, as far as anyone can tell, back in the 70s. There's no actual evidence of that. There's been several meta studies done since then from various police reports, and the actual rate is 2% to 7%. And I can send you some links if you like. And so whatever articles you're reading that are quoting 2 in 1,000, you should probably start reading articles somewhere else because they're obviously not employing fact checkers.
So I have, I've had the pleasure of being involved in a situation where a woman falsely accused a man, or at least that was his claim, and the charge didn't really go anywhere. Like, she was incredibly intoxicated, kind of running down the street. The cops finally, she's picked up by a couple of gals who take her to the police station. She makes an accusation. The cops don't really listen, and then she never goes back and makes the accusation again. She ends up actually back with him, and he forgives her for this because, well, no harm, no foul, I guess, and then ultimately they end up breaking up in the future. And so I'm going to presume, since she didn't follow through and he says that it was false, that it was therefore false, and the ramblings of somebody who is incredibly intoxicated. I've also seen another instance where this happened to somebody, and so I'm wondering how many accusations don't actually, in the latter case, it wasn't actually reported to the police. But these kind of accusations are so ugly that it doesn't actually have to make it to the police in order to be damaging in your personal life. And this Blasey Ford situation, the first time it's making it to the police is 37 years later. So, and that's the police of the FBI, which really wouldn't have been the ones who investigated it in the first place. So I'm kind of wondering this 2 to 7% number that you're mentioning, exactly where in the process of something being reported is this number come into play, Jackie?
This is reports to the police that are then found to be false because to do academic research on something, you need actual data.
Right.
And
okay.
So they have to go off the data they get from police departments. Some of the stuff, like one of the lower numbers, actually, the 2% range actually comes from Australia.
Okay.
You know, I think the 7% in comes from meta studies done in the U.S. The problem with that is, of course, different police departments are going to have a different level of diligence in what they count, whether they report it.
A lot of reports never go past the report stage, right? Police departments just say, thanks for the report, and that's it. Right? We've lost your rape kit, sorry. Or the rape kit goes and isn't processed 24 months later because they have, marijuana kits to process or something.
Yes, I mean, keep in mind, most of us don't even bother reporting our rapes because, there's no evidence. Like, unless there was enough violence to cause physical damage, most rapes are with acquaintances, And so you can't really prove it. So you have to think of the ones that get reported. Usually women are feeling a little more confident that they can prove it. But yes, also of people who are going to make a false accusation with the intent of ruining someone's life, they're also going to be more likely to go to the police, because what's the point? Like, if you're trying to wreck someone's life, you're going to actually follow through on that.
Right. So, I mean, I had a couple of situations where, attempted rapes, probably on the level of this Blasey Ford situation, if you're going to use that term. You know, there was sort of intent, but not a great deal of intent. Prison's a rough place, right? And in neither case did I bother trying to find law enforcement to tell them about it, because it's going to be absolutely a he said situation in that circumstance. It's going to just be like, oh, he said mean things to me, and he like grabbed me in my parts, right? And you know, that's that. Toughen up,
yeah,
son.
So, I mean,
it's prison.
The point is you know, false rape accusations do exist. We should look at what real statistics we have, as incomplete as they are, and not throw around that 2 in 1,000 stat, because while I definitely think actual rape is a much, much bigger problem than false rape accusations,
sure,
you know, throwing out BS stats does not, I mean, like, lying and misrepresenting reality does not help your argument. It just undermines your credibility. So
let me ask you this, Jackie, since you called in on this, and I'm sorry.
Anywhere that says 2 in 1,000, get a better source.
So since you called in on this subject, and we asked in the first hour, regarding Kavanaugh, if the accusations are so, and I'm not saying that you're making that as those accusations, and I'm not making those accusations, but if those accusations are so, do you feel that that simple fact disqualifies him for the Supreme Court nomination?
If they were true, he admitted to it and apologized, it would not. If they were true and he's continuing to deny it, then it does. It's the lying and the refusal to take responsibility that would disqualify him.
Do you think
not what
that
he did when he was 17?
I really think this is an incredibly mature opinion. But I'm asking you this. Do you think America's ready for a mature opinion on this? If he admitted it, said he was sorry, and said that, you know, it was a youthful indiscretion, I probably had too much alcohol, but that's not an excuse. I shouldn't have done this, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Look her right in the eye and say, I'm sorry. I hope you see that my life, I've changed it, and that I'm living as though I regret what happened. If he said that, do you think that America would forgive him?
I don't know, but I'd like to find out. I'd like to see somebody actually step up and take responsibility. And I guess an example, we can look at what long-term is going to happen to Louis C.K. Like, he admitted that he did scummy things. He's kind of on the outs right now. If he comes back and has a full career, then we'll show, like, hey, somebody's saying I absolutely shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry, and I'm going to go think about it and do better. We'll see if that works or if they're just a pariah for the rest of their life.
I think that Louis C.K. is a different story because he's an entertainer. And many of the things that he did were just edgy, right? I mean, not that they aren't yucky, but they're edgy and yucky at the same time, you know? And he's an edgy comedian. Comedians have to be edgy.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's so rare for anybody, who's a politician or celebrity, to actually admit to wrongdoing and take responsibility.
Al Franken did, but then he steps down. Rather than letting the people of Wisconsin or Minnesota decide whether or not he's qualified to hold the seat in the future, he goes away, as though going away is a solution to the problem. You know, I said a terrible thing to a woman and maybe he touched her. I'm not sure. I can't remember. There's so many stories.
Yeah, we're groping.
Okay, there's groping. Fine. Whatever the situation was, you know, and I'm sorry and I misbehaved. He did all those things, but then he stepped down and apparently, you know, that's enough. So, Ed Jackie, thank you so much.
We're at a point where, you know, the pendulum's probably, you know, swung to the part where we are turning people into lifetime pariahs that shouldn't be, and I'm hoping it'll come back a little bit. But the problem is with so many people still denying or acting entitled or acting like it's not wrong, people are too mad to consider individual situations in which people do admit responsibility and apologize. And I think we'll eventually get there, but we're still kind of in the rage storm right now where people are finally being held accountable. And, you know, the public isn't really ready to grasp nuances yet.
Thanks for the call, Jackie. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733. Or the Discord, discord.freetalklive.com.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Liquichops.
Try Liquichops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. HORIZEN.global.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Edition with Mark
and Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Well, we've been talking about Kavanaugh, and we've been talking about people fleeing high-tax states for low-tax ones, and you can call in about anything else that's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. That's the point of it. That's what we do the show for. And we're going to go to your calls here in just a moment, but first, I want to talk about my Blink home security system. I love this thing. It's great. There's no muss, no fuss. You can set this baby up in about 10 minutes. It costs, I think, for their basic setup, less than $150. I can get you 15% off. So it's easy, it's inexpensive, and it works. I know it works because I have it in my house. I get
a
notification.
And if you're technically inclined, it won't take you 15 minutes.
Right. Well, that's true. I didn't have any problems even if you're not technically inclined. I mean, you know, at some point or another, you just have to go through the buffering or whatever it is, the setup that there is. Anyway, check them out. It's great. It's an Amazon company. Works with your Alexa system, by the way. Bought by Amazon because... well, it's a great setup, and you can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys charge, plus an extra 15% off when you visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. You got to do that /FTL if you want the 15% off, but believe me, it's worth it. It's a great system, blinkprotect.com/FTL. You'll have to have internet and Wi-Fi at your place, but other than that, blinkprotect.com/FTL. It's a great deal. Let's go to Linda calling in from Colorado. Linda, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Good. Well, I wanted to talk a little more about the Kavanaugh and the rapes and stuff. And they keep saying that, you know, it's not that many, like the young lady said before me, but or that the facts aren't right, because there's at least 250,000 to 285,000 rape kits per year that don't ever even get
counted. Yeah, as I understand it, the likelihood of a rape kit actually going through and getting tested is lower than it not.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's where the evidence lies, and they sit on their laurels and not do a damn thing about it.
Yeah, it seems like police departments...
And then the women wonder why the women get pissed off.
Well, it seems like police departments around the country have a higher desire to convict people for drug crimes than they do for rapes. And I would say that if you ask people to list 3 or 4 crimes that they hope that their police departments are taking care of, they'd probably begin with murder, and I'll bet you the next one is rape,
yep,
robbery... maybe arson, right? Like, these are the things that are going to fly off people's heads. What they're not going to say is young people rolling around in cars with doobies.
Yeah. And what's so darn frustrating is even when you can ID the person, they're already a convicted felon for assault and rape, and damn near killed the last person that they had done it to, they won't even bother checking it out. Oh, it's his word against yours. All right, fine. Don't be surprised when somebody else, you know, the women get fed up with it and start taking things in their own hands.
I'd say that I would guess that most women who carry for this particular reason, not because they're trying to protect hundreds of dollars that are in their pocket. But because, or their wallet or the pocket purse or the purse or whatever,
right.
But because it's themselves, their physical integrity that they're trying to protect.
Yes.
And, the statistics are better and worse on, guns as a form of protection, but I think that that's what they're doing it for.
Yeah. And the fact that, both all three of these women that have gone against Kavanaugh can't remember everything, or dates, or places, or times.
Well, 37 years ago, I'm not surprised that nobody...
joke, because she ought to be arrested. If she was there 10 different times, she ought to be arrested for contributing to the delinquency of minors because she was an adult.
That's
a college student.
Yep.
And if it actually happened, she's an accessory.
There you go. Yeah, I haven't read into each of them. I have paid attention to the Blasey Ford one, but I haven't gone into the other cases until it comes before the Senate. I guess I haven't really paid that much attention. But thanks for the call, Linda. I really appreciate it.
Now, going back to the untested rape kits for a moment, just found a story, relatively fresh story, out of California. Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill that would wind up requiring law enforcement agencies and labs to tell the State Department of Justice how many rape kits and evidence collected after sexual assaults that they have in their possession by July 1st of next year. So, in some cases, they don't even know how many things they have just lying around.
They're giving them, by the sounds of it, 9 months to count them. That's crazy.
Something like that, yeah.
I want to know by the end of next month. If you can't figure it out by the end of next month, it just shows to me the incompetence and the lack of concern that you have about this important issue. I think Americans expect from their law enforcement agencies to protect them against, the big ones. Rape, robbery, murder.
Yeah. Property crimes.
Yeah, I mean, but
arson is a property crime.
It is a property crime. But if you had a choice and you were putting a police officer on a duty, would you prefer to put them on solving a murder or chasing down somebody's stolen bicycle?
Murder.
It stinks when you have your bicycle stolen, though. And I have. But the cops aren't going to do anything about that. You better have a
lot. Right, but stolen bicycle falls under burglary.
Is that a burglary? I would have, I just call it a grand theft or something. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick. We got,
I don't know too many bicycles that are valued high enough to where it would qualify as grand theft.
Penguin 2.0, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, greetings, Your Majesty, Minister Darrow, calling in about, the topic you've been talking about.
Greetings, loyal subject.
Yeah, well, yes. And, you've been talking about thing I wanted to call about. I mean, you've basically discussed how Kavanaugh is on the Fourth Amendment and different things, I believe. I was kind of in and out on that portion of the show. But and something another host said earlier in the week, basically, that, is it possible that the Republicans are kind of letting this go to distract from Kavanaugh's record on the Fourth Amendment and on Patriot Act, stuff like that. Stuff that, it's definitely in some people's minds.
Yeah, I think that was Conan that speculated that.
Yeah, Conan.
I don't know. I mean, they had already basically confirmed him when they came back to talk about this Blasey Ford thing. I mean, he was done. He was confirmed. I tend to think not. But because they just don't care about that.
Right.
They don't care about his Fourth Amendment record. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. FBI agents investigating sexual misconduct allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. The agency has 1 week to complete the task. President Trump at a rally in coal country, Wheeling, West Virginia, mentioning his Supreme Court nominee at a patriotic Make America Great Again rally.
A vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh is a vote to confirm one of the most accomplished legal minds of our time, a jurist with a sterling record of public service.
Then the president goes on to bash Democrats.
Honestly, The Democrats are a disgrace. They are. They're a disgrace.
And he names progressive Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's reportedly thinking about running in 2020.
Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, she's considered like a conservative person. These people, they've gone crazy. They've gone loco.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk live Sunday edition. Mark with you.
And Daryl.
The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Here on Free Talk Live. And we've been talking about, well, I guess in this hour, mostly rape statistics and rape kits and to some extent sort of related to this Kavanaugh case and that sort of thing. I'm sure that's exactly what he wanted chatted about when people brought up his name, but that's how it is now.
Well, as the manure salesman would say, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah, I don't know that I believe that.
Right, that's why I say the manure salesman, because not only are you getting people to take your crap, you're getting them to give you money for it as well.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on a zero-knowledge technology platform with decentralized secure node architecture. What's that mean? It means it's pretty darn secure.
Yes.
The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond cryptocurrency. Mind you, I like the cryptocurrency, and I've invested the fund that I take care of in Zen to some extent. I'm excited to see them do well, because I believe they're going to do well. But they also include the ability to privately chat with other people, and soon Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. That's a big deal. To be
yes.
able to publish with complete privacy, that's something that's been relegated to the Tor network up to this point. Horizon pulls that off. It's a big deal.
Yes.
Bringing privacy to life, Horizon. Learn more at horizon.global. That's HORIZEN.global. Horizon.global. Let's go. Got another call here. Got David from New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yes.
I hear music.
No, you don't.
No? Oh. Some things on that Kavanaugh thing.
I smell oranges.
That I haven't. Yes, you do smell oranges. I have them right here. And they have a new Smell-O-Vision thing that came out in, when did that come out?
Never.
Where did I get that? No, it was on TV like 40 years ago. Smell-O-Vision.
You were watching the Jetsons.
Yeah, sounds right.
Oh, there you go. Cool.
Are you on drugs?
Am I on drugs? Why do you ask?
Because your thoughts seem to be incredibly scattered.
I just told the man I smell oranges, which is a pretty obscure reference to brain cancer.
Let me give you a science lesson. When you challenge me like that, the way that I can concentrate is if I can juice up my adrenaline. And when a person, if you can work up your, this can be helpful for other people. If you can work up your anger a little bit, you get a little shot of adrenaline and it focuses your thoughts. It also makes you rougher and tougher and all that crap too.
Good. But no, so give us one of your thoughts.
To answer your question, Daryl, who likes to talk over everybody, I feel like crap. And that's why I'm not concentrating. And like your friend Ian said, when he doesn't sleep at night, he doesn't perform well the next day. And I didn't sleep well last night. I fell asleep about midnight and woke up at 3 a.m. and have been up ever since. All right? And you know what? It's only been this last couple of months that I can still count on my two hands, the complete normal, as defined by most people, what a normal night's sleep is. I can still count on two hands the normal night sleep that I've gotten in the last 11 years, Daryl. Anything else you want to know, Daryl?
What's you said mind? That you had a thought. I'm trying to get you to express one of them, and it sounds like you did express one.
I got more than one damn thought.
Yes, I know
Daryl.
You have more than one thought, and you try to give us 5,000 of them. I'm trying to get you to focus to give us one.
I'm so sorry that I can track 5,000 thoughts at one time and you can only track one, Daryl.
No, I'm trying to have a good radio program, and that means having somebody give one thought and then try to have a back and forth on that one thought.
Before we argue about him not having a thought, David, instead of arguing with Daryl, which is not exciting, could you just tell me what you were thinking about?
All right, reset. Kavanaugh, I think there was 2 points that haven't been brought up.
Yeah.
Give us one.
And,
well, start with one.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Now you ruined my train of thought again. Let me juice up a shot of adrenaline so I can get back to where I was before Daryl shot himself in the foot by ruining his radio program by talking over somebody. So
ruining this radio program, David.
Come on.
No, your radio program was ruined many, many years ago, and it wasn't by me.
David, what was the thought on Kavanaugh?
Yeah. Let me do it what Ian instructed everybody to do and look over at, rather than going contemporaneous or whatever the word is, let me look at my notes. And right there in front of me is Mark, something that you said. You made a quote. This is excising it from the context. No proof beyond testimony in this case. Of
right.
Kavanaugh.
And, no evidence and, beyond testimony, but yes.
Yeah. I think you said proof.
Okay, I probably did. I probably said it multiple times, but I think of it as evidence. Testimony is evidence, but it's not really sufficient evidence. There's testimony that counteracts it.
Got it. Okay. I agree with that, but I want to go beyond that, and I wanted to add something that people are not necessarily aware of. The experience that I've had over these last 11 years in a courtroom, and Kavanaugh has not yet even arrived in a courtroom, even
though he's never will.
A judge, and probably never will. But I've been in a courtroom, and no, it wasn't criminal because nobody ever brought any criminal charges against me. It was in a civil courtroom where we were fighting over children. That's where my experience comes from. And in my experience, which can be verified by reading the court record in the state of New Mexico, so if anybody doubts anything I said, they can simply go, I'll give you the case number, you can simply go and read it for yourself. And as to your statement, no proof beyond testimony, in my case, I was deprived of life, liberty, property, pursuit of happiness, unalienable rights, in the form of my children. There's nothing more valuable in your life than your children.
No doubt.
Including your...
But based on what, though? Was there any kind of evidence, or was it all just testimony?
I'm telling you, including your one's own life. Generally, people put their children above their own life. There is nothing. So I was deprived of that. The highest thing you can be deprived of, including your life. And it was done without testimony. And further, it was done when I demanded in the formally accepted way, procedure in a courtroom, by filing a written motion, actually multiple motions in writing, filed them through the clerk's office and put them in front of the judge, and then also motioned verbally, orally, in court, in open court, those same motion requests to this Judge Angela Jewell.
Is this because family court has, before you go on, is this because family court has different rules than criminal and civil court?
No.
Oh, no?
A court is a court is a court.
Wow.
There are court rules do vary. They do vary, but for in all practical intents and purposes, they do not vary. But the proper short answer to your question is no. It's not because of a difference between children.
So it's my understanding that civil, the criminal court, it has to be beyond a reasonable doubt, whereas civil court has to proof basically is a preponderance of the evidence.
Yes.
And it's, so
no,
that's,
no, no, no.
Okay.
That, yes, in some cases, a preponderance of evidence. It depends upon the. And now I hear music.
Yeah, well, you got a whole segment. Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate it. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on the Kavanaugh situation or people moving from state to state based on tax rates or anything else? Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you? You feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey,
everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the final segment. We could potentially squeeze you in here on Free Talk Live. Also, I'll give you the number. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Or on Discord at discord.freetalklive.com. If you haven't done the Discord thing yet, if you go to discord.freetalklive.com, it'll give you the opportunity to either open up Discord in a browser or to download the app. If you download the app, say on your phone or something, then you will be able to call in through using Discord. You can't call in if you just have it on the browser.
Correct.
If you call in on your phone, it will, you know, still use the same microphone in your phone, but it will make the audio quality significantly better. If you call in from, say, a laptop and you use headphones and a microphone, your call quality will be superb. If you don't use headphones, at the very least, there could be some feedback or whatever.
There will be feedback.
Okay. I've heard people manage to pull it off, but, you know, I wouldn't try it.
Nor would I.
So, discord.freetalklive.com. From reason.com, a Florida man.
Hashtag Florida man.
Hashtag Florida man stole $600 worth of cigarettes from a convenience store in Pensacola, Florida. As a result, he'll spend the next two decades behind bars.
Now, on its face, this just sounds absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
That $600 worth of stolen product equals 20 years in prison.
Yep. I knew exactly when I read it what happened. Florida has a pretty stiff habitual offender law.
Oh, I was fairly certain when I first saw it and then, you know, started reading Florida man arrested. Oh, I wonder if it's one of these three strikes, because I know that there are some states that have a three strikes law.
Yep.
And there was a guy in, I think it was California, right after their three strikes law went into effect. He stole three DVDs from, you know, like some DVD rental place that still existed at the time. And because each of those was charged as a separate offense, he wound up getting hit with life in prison.
Yeah, that's nuts.
No priors, but they... one count of stealing Disney's Aladdin, or whatever the movie was. One count of stealing this movie. Yeah. One count of stealing this. Those are three charges. Three strikes, you're out.
Yeah, that's bananas, obviously. In this case, the guy's been convicted multiple times, multiple different situations. This is basically what the habitual offender statute was put together for. The intent was to get people like this. 2 decades for stealing some cigarettes may seem harsh, but it's unsurprising for Florida. Under state law, repeat offenders get longer prison sentences. If they have prior felony convictions, Spellman's past criminal past includes convictions for 14 felonies, 31 misdemeanors, and in Florida, stealing $300 worth of property is enough for a veteran. A warrant. I've got something in my eye here. A warrant conviction for grand theft.
I always thought that grand theft was something over like $1,000.
It depends, but the problem is that they picked this number. I mean, grand theft was $300 when I was in prison in the mid 90s. So $300 is worth far less now than it was.
Right.
And I mean, it should go up over time. Like grand theft should change over time. If the grand theft laws were written in 1910 and they were written for anything over $10, obviously we would think that was insane. That's not grand theft.
Right. And isn't there something in the U.S. Constitution about the right to certain types of trial if the value is over
$20? Yeah. And that's another problem with writing things down. It's just that everything's over $20 now. You wouldn't take somebody to court for, anything less. It would be insane. But let's take it on its premise. Let's understand that this guy has had multiple convictions, multiple different separate times. He's a, career criminal. The guy's got gray hair. He's old.
Right.
He's not going to, change his ways. My question would be, do you think it's ever appropriate to give somebody 20 years for $600 worth of stolen cigarettes? And B, if they didn't do it, don't you think it's likely this guy would commit another crime and do something? Is there any point? I mean, like, if he keeps on every time he gets out, he goes back and steals $600 worth of cigarettes. At some point, is it acceptable to throw him in prison for 20 years? I don't know.
So here's the thing. The current judicial system that we have does not at all take restitution into consideration for offenses like this.
Yep.
$600 worth of cigarettes from the corner store. Not only should you have to, return those $600 worth of cigarettes.
Or pay for them.
But then you should give something on top of
a punitive damage
to compensate for the time that the store was without product.
Plus, there should be, I think there should be a criminal act punitive damage amount awarded. And I think that anything that was damaged in the process of stealing. So maybe he, breaks some lock on something, and obviously that has to be fixed.
You replace the lock.
The problem is...
Or the entire door, depending on how much damage wound up being done.
There are some folks that will just not pay back what they're owed. They're just not going to pay. Should you throw him in jail and then charge for his time and, whatever he makes, then send it to the convenience store? I was in prison in Florida, and I was one of, I think, 7 or 8 inmates on 1,200 people were on the compound.
All right.
And 7 of them made money.
All right.
So I made a whopping $75 a month.
Woo!
Working as the...
you could buy some ramen noodles and a bag of chips.
Yeah, it was pretty good. As the staff canteen operator, that doesn't say anything about the black market dealings that I participated in.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, whatever. I'll tell you. I sold some... cigars that were not available on the compound, and I made a lot of money doing it.
Allegedly.
Whatever. I can't remember where I was going with the story. I was making $75 in a month. That's not much. I can't imagine how long it would take him to pay off these $600, and I don't know what they're making, if they're making anything in Florida. Some states don't pay.
Right.
I'm pretty sure Florida, Louisiana, these places aren't giving you money. So how's he ever going to pay that off? We don't have a system that makes it make sense. I don't know. I'm not saying it seems like a good idea to throw somebody in prison for stealing $600 worth of cigarettes, but at some point or another, you got to do something about career criminals. This revolving door thing is pretty frustrating. However, a good friend of mine, a man that I would have called my best friend at one point, is in prison in South Carolina, And he's a habitual offender in both South Carolina and Florida. And every time he does something stupid, he goes back. And he goes back for a long time.
Right. And, you know, there are some people that do what is referred to as life on the installment plan.
Yeah, that's
what,
he's doing.
You were talking about, of commit some kind of petty crime, go in 6 months, 2 years, whatever. When I was a corrections officer, there was a guy about this time of year that showed up and, you know, just happened to be chatting with him. And he goes, oh, yeah, I stole a car. Get 6 months. When I get out, I'll live on the streets. Once it starts getting cold again, I'll do something that I know gets me 6 months. And then I've got a house for the winter.
Yeah. Well, I don't... I tend to think most people don't want to go to prison, although there are some that do, like the story that you're telling, and I've heard stories like that myself.
Right, there's not very many people that want to be homeless in a place where it snows in the wintertime.
Yeah, if they, I don't think overtly that they claim that they want to do this. I would say that you're talking about, you know, certainly less than 5%, probably less than 1% of people are doing that. However, there are people that just can't seem to get their damn lives together.
Right.
And those people seem to think that stupid petty crimes make sense. Obviously, what makes the most sense is just don't commit a crime when you get out of prison. Just don't commit any.
Right. But yeah, the funniest story is one night I was working in the control center for the work release area. This guy was supposed to have come in, didn't show up, so I do what I'm told and call my supervisor. He says, give him 20 minutes. Give him 20 more minutes. Give him 20 more minutes. All right, come write a...
absconding.
A escaped inmate.
He's not escaped.
Report. Technically, he was.
Okay.
So wrote that up. They found him a week later at a crack house 7 miles away.
Yeah.
Where I was working, there was an interstate going east-west. 1 hour away, you're in Pittsburgh. Or you're past Pittsburgh into Ohio. An hour south, you're in West Virginia. This guy goes 7 miles to a crack house.
Yeah, he could have made better choices.
Not very smart.
Well, there are some smart choices, and they're on the internet at freetalklive.com. Check us out. It's freetalklive.com.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.